USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Homeless activists with a group called Only Housing took over the Red Lion Hotel in downtown Olympia, Washington, after booking 17 rooms and opening them up to the homeless in the area. The group had demanded that Thurston County continue to pay for the rooms with Federal Emergency Management Agency funding. Seven people were taken into custody on Sunday when law enforcement rushed in. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony J. Blinken condemned reports that the Burmese military took control of Myanmar and detained senior leaders. The Biden administration has called for the military to reverse these actions immediately. Myanmar suffered five decades of military rule and international isolation that began in 1962 and was heading toward democracy since 2011. A group of GOP senators will meet with President Biden on Monday after pitching their own coronavirus relief framework. They said, "We appreciate the president's quick response to our letter, and we are pleased to accept his invitation to the White House." End quote. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.